What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here in hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, who's talking about the self-perpetuating machine over at the Department of Justice and the U.S. attorneys. And, you know, obviously, I don't think the Department of Justice, U.S. attorneys were replaced to necessarily prosecute Clinton's enemies. It was to make sure that Clinton himself was not prosecuted for all that was going on, such as what was happening in Mena, Arkansas.
Well, Mike, I disagree with you about they were okay. There to persecute his enemies. And we're there to disagree, but if he wanted something done, he had a sympathetic ear from the local district U.S. attorney and got it.
Yes.
And all this has been self-perpetuating, and it grows. They plant these seeds like ticks into the system, and they bring up their proteges beneath them. And I was also beginning to talk about George Soros and how he, since at least 2008 or so, has been funding all the district attorney races and many judgeships. And a lot of people aren't aware that 90% of all judges in the United States are elected just like every other politician, and they're as scummy as any other politician. And so the left has taken over this complete process. And I also sent you, and by the way, I love that when you talked about it earlier today, when you said that for his antitrust people or whatever, he brought in all the people from big tech.
The lawyers.
All the lawyers who, frankly, that's one of the reasons why we're here to begin with, is because big tech is a monopoly, and they'll never allow anybody to be to take away their monopoly on what we see and hear and read and everything else. And then we have, and I sent you this article this morning. I believe I sent it to you three times. That it was out of the Jewish Forward. All the Israeli firsters who are in the Biden cabinet. Did you run that, Mike?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it, because that's an important one. From his chief of staff to the secretary of state to the secretary of defense to the attorney general to the transgender health and human services. This is really a guy, but it says he's a woman. On and on. And even going down to the second husband, Chlamydia's husband, who is Jewish as well.
So, again,
these people will put below them all their like travelers, all their Israeli firsters, and, by the way, also the head of national intelligence and the director of the CIA. Also the head of cybersecurity for the country is a Jewish woman. All these people are Israeli firsters. These are Biden's appointees. And these are ticks in the system, but it's a new kind of tick. Not only are they're left-leaning fellow travelers and so on and so forth, but they're specific left-leaning fellow travelers. And they're from the same tribe that owns the big media. You know who they all are? Owns.
I know
owns
who they
the
are.
Banks and controls the currency we have, controls everything we read, see, and hear. Now, they control everything else. And with that, it's day one. It's day one. I want everybody to start out knowing what's going on. So that's it for me, Mike. I just wanted to say my piece and get off.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I was wondering, who do you think is going to be Biden's choice for Secretary of Sex Change?
I have no idea, but I think he's already got two transgenders in his.
I think what's her name, Jenner, has got it in the bag with five Olympic golds running away with it. But, listening to Biden, I could have swore today I was listening to the Ministry of Truth. I mean, it was just what an experience this thing was. And referring to this democracy and this, you know, and to think we're going to hear at least 4 years of this. And it's just absolutely preposterous, you know. You know, you could say whatever you want about Trump, but, I mean, he was a dynamic speaker. You know, he didn't pull those crowds in for nothing.
True.
And, you know, this is going to be dull Joe, senile Joe. It's going to be all kinds of Joe, but it's going to be a disaster for America.
Yes, it is.
You know, just that outline of what he was saying is so the antithesis of anything American. You know, I don't know which way we're going to turn with this. You know, I mean, they're saying Trump wants to start another party. You know, honestly, myself, I'd like to see the end of all parties. I don't want to see any more parties, because that's where it all starts, when these national committees start these agendas for perpetuating legislation. You know, when the RNC and the DNC, you know, give these demands down to these local step and fetches that, you know, do their bidding for them.
Yes.
So I'd like to see the end, actually, of all parties, and just give us the best man, let us know what he's about, and that's it. But, you know, and for fellows like our friend there in North Carolina and some of these people that bang on Trump all the time, he's never done nothing. There's another guy up in, I think he's from Maryland. He's real happy about spending his stimulus checks and things like that, but he don't really, Trump's never done nothing, you know. But we're going to find out exactly how much Trump has done now. That's the one good thing I see about this, because every time something comes along, they're going to say, and he turned this Trump, legislation or initiative around. Look, we're turning this around. So we're going to find out exactly how effective Trump was with doing some of these things. And a little bit of it's come out. They talk about the 300 federal judgeship appointees. And that may be possibly one of the few things that saves us, because this stuff I'm hearing, Michael, if you go before one of these courts, you don't have any rights. You know, you're not going to have anything. And what's this Cortez now? She wants to find a way. We've got to get rid of the First Amendment. I mean, this is just this lame brain nonsense. And the thing about it is, these things that you would think would be absolutely impossible and not even thought of are becoming reality routinely. This is the scary part to me.
Yes.
So I don't know. This is going to be a heck of a, this first 30 days, you know, it's just going to be one unbelievable experience. But, Michael, thanks for being out there, and I'm going to let you go and listen to another one of your great shows.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Just heard my name by Miles there, you know. Well, you know what? I'm happy that Biden is president, the great imposter, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm going to say it again. Trump has himself to blame. Just mentioned about how we cleaned out the U.S. attorneys, how Obama cleaned out, and Clinton also cleaned out the U.S. attorneys when they took over. He didn't do anything close to it. He didn't hire he didn't get an attorney general that would work with him. He kept on making one mistake after another as far as that went. And then, of course, now he's even given us this horrible vaccine. And that brings me to what I really wanted to talk to you about. I have a friend of mine down in Texas. And he had COVID recently. You know, he got over it. Mother got it.
Yeah.
She got over it, right? He's got a friend now that took the vaccine. I don't know how he got it, because I thought it was only supposed to be for the very old and for medical workers. But anyway, he got it. And sure enough, he's got Bell's palsy. I'm saying he got the vaccine, not the COVID. He's got Bell's palsy. This is a dangerous vaccine.
Yes, it is.
Disgusting. And again, if Biden wasn't such a senile old fool, He just used it. He wants to make Trump look bad. That's all he's got to do. Who brought this thing? And I also heard something that in California they stopped the, not the Pfizer one, the what's the other one? They're all the same, I think.
Begins with an M.
Moderna. Yeah, I heard it from David Knight. He's got a new show now, you know, online. And he said the California stopped because they're having so many bad reactions. This thing is, I'm not going to say this is a turkey. This is a monster. This thing is devastating. And boy, oh boy, I'm trying to convince my kids not to get it. You know, my sons, they say once it's available, I said, do not take it. Please do not take it. I beg you don't take it. I beg anybody don't take it. This thing is a monster. And hopefully it'll be taken offline pretty soon. And another thing, too, I heard this thing about this, what's the representative from Florida or something about the guns?
Yes.
The states make a stand. Say, you know what? You're not going to do this. You're not going to attack the Second Amendment. It'll be a sanctuary. Every state should have a sanctuary. You know,
yeah, there's about five or six states that have already passed laws saying no state assets will be used as part of federal gun confiscation control situations.
Yeah, but they've got to stop the feds from even coming in. They've got to say, no, you're not going to come in here. You're not going to do this. And like you just said, if banks take people's money, you know, decide they won't let you take your money out or something like that, they got to clamp down those banks. And it's another good thing, folks. Use local banks. Don't use these big international banks. Okay? Your local banks are less likely to, you know, mess over you one way or the other. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be rough. This is going to be a rough 4 years. I don't know if this country is going to survive as one country, actually. It wouldn't surprise me to see us break up into two or maybe more nations because this is really, I don't think this country has ever been threatened like this before, Mike. I really don't.
I absolutely agree. The country is tearing itself apart. I think it could break into three chunks. There'd be the West Coast liberals, the East Coast liberals, and then the center of the country conservatism. They could form three nations.
But you know the problem. One of the problems with that, Mike, is this: a lot of these countries are. A lot of these states. You may have, like, say, for instance, California. Coastal cities of California, sure, they're all, ultra-liberal, communist, whatever else. But what are you going to do with the center and the eastern parts of these states? Same thing as Oregon and Washington. People may not want to go along with that, you know, if you split the states up that way.
Sure it would be negotiated, but you know we're hearing a lot of states like Texas are openly talking about secession. I think it's even going to be a ballot initiative in one place.
Yeah, but even in Texas, you got now some of the biggest cities in Texas like Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. They're almost like California right now. I don't know what they're going to do with those big cities of theirs. It's just a mess. This country is a mess. They might have to say,
if
you want to be part of Texas, you be part of Texas. If you want to get out, go.
Yes.
Don't let the door hit you and you're aware.
Remember what happened when India broke free from British control and Pakistan split off.
Oh, right.
You know, and there was a huge migration that took place.
Yeah. Oh, that could happen, too. I mean, there's no telling where this is going. I mean, bad news. All I can say.
Shame. Yes.
Greatest country in the world, no longer the greatest country in the world. I'm not going to,
we haven't been for quite some time.
I was listening to Tom Luongo earlier, one of his podcasts, and he thinks Russia is the future of the world right now, economically and other ways, you know? They're in much better shape than we are.
Could be Russia, could be China.
China's a good possibility, too, but China's such a dictatorship, you know? I don't know if, how long the people are going to put up with that. But I don't know, Mike.
Yeah.
All I can say is it's horrible. Okay, we've got a this is terrible. Everybody knows this election was stolen. I mean, there's not much debate about it. And right away, this guy wants to, start trouble. He wants to go off, or the Democrats want to start trouble, you know?
Yes.
Good thing the Congress, the House, is very close now. I mean, probably wouldn't be that easy to push anything through there. And even the Senate, there might be enough Democratic senators with enough common sense that wouldn't let some of these proposals go through, you know? But
I don't know. These days, the Democrats all seem to be marching in lockstep, and they may not join the chorus of the squad, but you know, they all do seem to be following similar agendas.
I mean, you know, one thing about the squad is not going to go along with this Zionist policy either. And by the way, that's one, before I go, I just want to make something clear, though, Laura Luma. I see a lot of people saying, oh, she's a Zionist, she's this and that. I don't care what she is. They can do that to her, what they're doing to Laura Luma. They can do it to anybody else. Understand that, folks. All right? This woman is having her rights taken away from her simply because she speaks out and she ran for political office and probably won that race, too. It was probably, you know, she was somehow they figured a way to take it away from her. It's down in the, you know, southern Florida there, very corrupt. So I believe she probably won that race. Whatever the case is, she doesn't deserve what she's getting. And what they do
to
her...
No, she doesn't.
We should all say we're all Laura Luma right now, okay?
So, yes.
All right? I don't care if she's a Zionist or what kind of is she is. She's an American. She has certain rights under our Constitution, and it shouldn't be the problem. Hi, Mike. That's it for me. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Al in Canada. And, Al, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Wow, great calls. When Peter was talking about the Department of Justice, he should have said just us.
Yes.
Because it more closely resembles what's going on in that place, as well as, you know, all the other alphabet soup agencies. So there's, did you mention anything about the attendance with this Biden inauguration, Mike?
Yeah, there were 10 times more soldiers than people.
Yeah, well, even the views on YouTube, Trump's farewell speech, you know, got way more. Even on CNN, him departing for the last time got a million views. So, I mean, how can anybody think that this is anything other than the country's been usurped by this Soros purple revolution crapola once again?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
that's the whole purple theme with those women.
Yes,
and a couple of them are really big crooks, especially that Hildebeest. She's horrible. The whole Bill Clinton and the Hillary Clinton and the Arkansas and the governor and you know, the head of the head maid was found. Her body was found exhumed from where it was buried, and they found that she was pregnant.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
People forget this sort
that.
Of thing.
I remember that.
People forget this stuff. So, you know, a lot of people don't like the red pill, Mike, because it scares them. They hate that. They hate that with the passion. They hate seeing the videos of, let's say, you know, the cops or the guards or whatever, just allowing people to storm the Capitol. And all the while, you can see the videos of people going, come on, come on, you know, showing them where to go. They don't like seeing that sort of thing. It makes their heads explode. Their whole belief structure is just in danger.
Oh, absolutely.
They deny it. Yeah. It's insanity. You know what, Mike? I'm going to go, but you know what I would like for you to do, if you could? I can even email it to you. I would like you to post that Balfour Declaration.
Okay, we posted it in the past, but go ahead and send it, and I'll put it up again. And
yeah,
thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take a commercial break, and we will be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, that's a horrible day for the Republic, Mike. As of the swearing
in
of Xi Jinping's, as of the swearing in or the installation of Xi Jinping's puppet in Washington D.C., the United States has become a vassal state of the People's Republic of China. I can't put it any other way. That's exactly what we've become. And things are going to get bad now because the regime knows that we all know that they stole that damn election. And I, you're right. They will attempt to institute a dictatorship in order to make everyone toe the line. I think it's going to backfire on them. But still, the damage has been done.
Yes.
Now, earlier on, you were talking about email or various other means of security and privacy on the internet, and I wanted to recommend a different browser to use. I typically use the Brave browser, which is very good browser.
Yes, it is.
Privacy browser. But I also recommend the Yandex browser, which is a Russian browser.
Yes. Yes,
and,
it is.
And Yandex Mail, which is encrypted.
Yandex also has a search engine now.
Yes, I use that too. It's a very good search engine. And so I find that the Russian products are outstanding products. I have no problems with them. I also recommend that people get a VPN, download a VPN, start the VPN before you click on one of your browsers, and then work. And the ones I recommend are NordVPN and ProtonVPN.
Mm-hmm.
They don't keep records. I know they work because I've tested it out before. I started off on some ProtonVPN, and I go to say Iceland or some other country, and I'll go to YouTube and I get a message: this video cannot play in your country. Okay.
Yes.
And I can check it off against the IP address that I'm on there, and I know that they think that's actually where I'm coming from. Now, that may be, you may have to do that if Biden and his people decide they're going to crack down on the internet. This is how people in China get onto the web. They somehow find a way to get a VPN. They get onto the VPN, and then they get onto the internet, and they can visit sites that are outlawed in China. And I think people are going to have to do that in the United States as well. So
I think we probably are.
Yeah, look for different browsers. Look for Brave. The Epic Privacy browser is a very good browser. And then there's the Yandex browser. And also look at the Yandex email. But get the hell off of these major these major browsers. Cut ties with Google.
Yes.
And Gmail, and just tell them to go to hell. Period. Okay. I had one other thing to tell you, and I think I forgot what it is here. So let me let you move on to somebody else.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Gary in Arkansas. And, Gary, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind today?
Secession and a two-party system.
Okay.
When I retired, I drove over 214,000 miles in a little over 14 months all over this country delivering travel trailers.
Yes.
And the idea of secession and breaking this beautiful country up into pieces makes me absolutely ill. The varied scenery and the varied climate and all the other stuff put together, it's just not right to think of breaking this huge country up into small pieces.
Well, I'm not fond of the idea myself, but if the only other option is a bloody civil war between liberals and conservatives, you know, I think balkanization, fewer people are going to die.
Well, that goes now into the two-party system. I don't know if people understand it, but the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are privately held corporations. They select who they want, and we have to choose between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I think
Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
Yeah, I think rather than breaking the country up, I think the third party thing would be a better option. And forget whether you're Republican or Democrat. Let's just call it the American Party. Do away with this binary system they forced us into. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all I got to say.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. All right, you got it here, and we're timing here. We're almost to the commercial break here. If you're living in California, Southern California, you're about to get a deluge. I know it's been a lot of dry weather there, but they're saying nearly 2 years' worth of rainfall is possible in parts of Southern California over the next week. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
You got Marco in Alabama, sir.
Oh, you're Marco in Alabama. Okay, my mistake. Marco, what's on your mind today?
Mike, you had a caller on yesterday that made an observation that really resonated with me. The caller was Mike in California, and he made a comment that said, when has voting Republican ever moved things socially to the right? Man, and yesterday, you know, I think you misunderstood him when you said in response, when people get tired of Democrats. I thought about this, and there was a time when, you know, we could have taken the culture from the left. The time period was between when John McCain died and George W. Bush died. Everybody in the country believed, dude, that the Russian hoax was fake because it got proven fake. There was no coronavirus or anything like that. I think, dude, that we totally failed to captivate the minds of young America. Turning Point USA, you know, if you're for, to bring minorities and young people, dude, into the Republican Party, totally failed because basically we clashed over, you know, media censorship. Trump's media summit in 2017 was a total flop, dude. And we were sitting there trying to bring him reality. The young people in America were trying to bring him reality, and the Republican establishment squashed it down. What we have here in this country is we have, you know, a very, you know, varied difference, dude, of opinion, dude, in this country, dude, where it's to the point, dude, where we cannot live together anymore. I mean, I do not want to live around liberals, dude. I want to participate in anything that is liberal or anything like that. I mean, we have, you know, being conservative takes discipline and the ability, dude, to humble yourself, dude, and think about future generations prior, you know, not littering on the streets, throwing cigarette butts on the ground, throwing garbage out of your car, dude, on the highway. I mean, you know, to be a Christian, you know, takes effort, you know, to be able to get up every Sunday and to be able to give of yourself, dude. And, you know, liberals don't want to give of themselves. I mean, yeah, dude, certain ones will and things like that, dude, but not very many. I mean, what we have here is, you know, today has been nothing but being inundated with Bolshevik propaganda, Satanist propaganda, foreign immigrant propaganda. I mean, we never move things socially, dude, because our own people in our own country are radically different from us. And you know, you have, you know, your, you know, succubus class of liberals, you know, deadbeat, leeching, slave of the system liberals. And then you have your predatorial, parasite, elitist Republicans and liberals, man, that are just attacking us, dude. And they just show us every day their disdain and lament for humanity when there's a sect of people, you know, who are always taken for granted. And that's all of us, dude. All of us, dude, who supported Donald Trump, dude. All of us, dude, who have been the backbone of America, dude, sitting there catching these people every time that the bottom is about to fall out. Man, let's let the bottom fall out. Screw these people, man. We need to separate from them. We need to have a separate economy. We need to forget, you know, taking, you know, separate, you know, basically, dude, annexing parts of the country away. Dude, let their stuff fall apart, and then let's come in there and take it over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If you sit here and you think, dude, that this Biden regime, dude, is going to last, then these people are all sharks. They're all going to eat each other. And as soon as, you know, Biden slips up, dude, the first time, and something major goes wrong, dude, like checks don't get distributed or something like that, dude, even their own people are going to turn against him. I mean, you know, what we did, you know, to try to instill, you know, the battle of the culture war, we totally failed because we never sit here and take on issues, dude, that are relevant to this dumbed down population. I mean, Donald Trump could have won votes, dude, if he would have legalized weed. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. It goes against our principles and all that stuff, man, because I really think, dude, that a lot of these liberals shouldn't be on any drugs or anything like that. But, you know, that would have, you know, increased the landslide. I mean, we need to get with the times. And Turning Point USA failed because nobody wanted to hear our opinion. I'm 35 years old. And you know, I voted Republican for being a liberal, dude. But I bypassed, you know, the conservative establishment, dude, the normie conservatives, because they won't protest. And I'm sorry, dude, because people didn't protest. People didn't get up. You know, people didn't defend this country, dude. And all that stuff. That's why we're now in the occupied United States of Socialist America. And now you guys are going to learn, dude, to get up off of your butt, dude, instead of saying, I'm just going to go to my job. You know, all of you, dude, are going to get out on the corners and all that stuff, man, and beat these people down, dude, you know, with signs and protests now, because now you have nothing left. You know, now you're going to be in competition, dude, with illegal immigrants, dude, because that border is getting flooded. I don't care what Joe Biden says, dude. They are going to rush in because they know, dude, that they want to get their little pieces of the pie, dude, before the ship goes down, and that there will be no different, dude, than any other freaking country. And you people better get it right, dude, and get ready to defend yourself, dude, especially if you're white in America, dude, because, man, I'm tired of watching, you know, white people sit here and get beat down in the streets and cower, and I got to get out of my truck, dude, to sit here and help them. Man, you better defend yourself, and you better get it right.
Okay, well, all good information, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that was a very, very good call from Marco. You know, welcome to the Rivero Resistance, Marco. It's good to have you on board.
Okay.
Mike, you know, I got in a little late. Was Steve Pachenik right? Did the resistance prevent Biden from taking the oath?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
Steve has a great deal of...
This was the first time he was ever wrong. Oh, well, maybe next time. maybe next time. Mm-hmm. Mike, I called Bed Bath & Beyond today and mm-hmm. spoke to one of their salespeople, and I said, please tell, and I asked them first if they carried the MyPillow, and they said, no, we don't. Mm-hmm. I said, was this because of the political statements that were made by the founder? Yes. I said, okay, well, a lot of people should do this because we have to use leverage our economic power and push back against these woke corporations. I said, and I was being honest, I said, you know, I was going to come in there, I was going to buy a new trash can, some bed sheets, a utensil holder, some towels. It was going to be a big purchase, but I'm not coming in today, and I'm never coming in, because this is not the mm-hmm. America that I grew up in, where you can just cancel companies from your suppliers. I said, please tell your supervisor, please tell the honchos in the corporate offices, they lost a very big sale, and they're going to lose a lot more big sales in the future if this continues.
Well, one of the articles about Mike Lindell on whatreallyhappened.com actually has a list of contact numbers that you can use. And, yeah, it would be good for everybody to let these companies know, Macy's, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, that we're not going to shop in their store anymore.
Absolutely. And I'm going to send an email, too. I'm going to send an email to the Bed Bath & Beyond corporate office. But I'm not even a fan of – I think this guy, Mike Lindell, is a Zionist. But I don't care about that. I don't care if he's a MAGA supporter, because I wasn't a big Trump supporter. It's just the principle. You just can't cancel people like that. And
now,
I'm not going to stand for that.
Macy's and Kohl and Bed Bath & Beyond have changed their story. The story now is they dropped the brand because of a decline in consumer demand. So that's their cover story
now. What a coincidence.
Yes.
And, Mike, my penultimate point, Marco was talking about the young people and maybe how Trump fumbled the ball or whatever, but young people don't care about freedom of speech and privacy anymore. They were born in a post 9/11 country, a post Patriot Act country. You know, they have their personal devices and they're happy. You know, I've been saying all along the most, you know, I'd like to get a t-shirt made up or hats made up for these young people that says, who needs freedom when we got Netflix?
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's the problem. These young people, they don't care. They're comfortable with their devices. And then mm-hmm. as far as what one of the ladies yesterday, and I keep hearing Trump was a businessman. He was a businessman. Look, he was a political player. He had contacts with both parties. So he knew the figures. That's why I don't buy it. I think everybody should go to Richie Allen's Podomatic site and listen to his monologue from January 7. It was brilliant regarding Trump, regarding identity politics. I think not me, because I wasn't a big MAGA supporter, but I think all these MAGA supporters were played. They were played. Trump was controlled. He was controlled opposition. He was in that establishment swamp camp. That's my belief.
Yes.
I think all the callers who swear to Trump, I think they've been played. And maybe it'll take a while for them to admit it, but they've been played. Even the Supreme Court justices that he selected, you know, many people point to that as one of his biggest accomplishments. They were worthless to him. Where were they when these cases were brought forward, submitted for the election? They ran, right, because they're establishment whores, every last one of them. Barrett, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, they're all establishment whores. So with that, Trump left us nothing. It's funny. George W. Bush gave us Obama. Donald Trump gave us Joe Biden. And yes, it was probably, the election was probably stolen, but still, it was just the chaos, the tweets. I'm glad to see him gone. Yes, I'm not happy to see Biden, but you know what? According, as Richie Allen said, they're all puppets of the same people. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are controlled by the very same people. And that's all I want to say. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Mary in Virginia. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike and Claire.
Well, Claire's
hello?
In the other room. Yes, you're on the air.
Well, hello.
Hello.
How is Indiana?
Well, we had a little snow earlier in the week. It's a bit warmer now. They're predicting more snow next week. We have all kinds of wildlife in the backyard, and Claire's very happy here.
I love her to death. I love you, too.
Well, thank you.
Love you as much as I love her.
Well,
okay?
We're not in competition, you know?
Well, no, because you're one. When you got married, you're one, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
Love all your colors. You're magnificent. And keep it on, you know, because you didn't sell out, Mike. A lot of us never sold out.
Yes.
Right?
That's why we're so poor.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, we have a little bit of wealth. Pardon, sir?
Please watch your language on this radio.
Okay, pardon me?
You're pardoned.
About selling out?
Your penance is 10 Hello Dollies and 5 Bloody Marys.
Okay. You're funny. You're really into it. Okay,
yes.
We overreach the inner soul of our lives when we said no, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to do it. How many of these people that people adore have sold out, right?
Yes.
We didn't, did we?
No, we didn't. And,
no.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, you didn't sell out, did you?
Nope.
Yeah. And that's why you're poor as shit, right?
Please watch your language. I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, right?
Yeah, I
you know
you're
that?
Right. I would rather you phrase it slightly differently.
Okay, how do I phrase
it? Poor as church mice. Poor as church mice. That's a good phrase.
Poor as what?
Church mice.
I love you to death. I love you and you're, you know, you get married, right? And you're a one.
Yep.
You're not Claire and Mike. I love Claire. I love Mike. You're one.
Okay.
Claire makes Mike. Mike makes Claire, right?
Okay. Well,
God
Mary,
bless you.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to talk for a second about browsers and the. I use the Proton, and I think I'm going to try the VPN soon. And
yes.
If you liked Opera, if anybody liked Opera, I've been using it for 20 years. It did get sold to the Chinese several years ago. It still works pretty good, but one of the developers, I think it's in Sweden. Came out with something called Vivaldi, and it works exactly the same on Windows as it does on Linux on my Raspberry. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very fast. I don't have any problems with it. It actually runs faster than Opera does.
Okay.
So considering what Mozilla's been doing, they've said that they're going to start using Firefox, which doesn't run well. It's really overloaded and the crash.
Yeah, I used to use Firefox. I don't anymore because it bogged down. I'm getting word from David Crucial Nonsense. Vivaldi is very stable. The issue I had with Chrome before I dropped that is it's a resource hog. I mean, if you bring up your process monitor, you'll see dozens and dozens of Chrome processes executing. It just sucks up everything in your system.
Hmm. Well, I've been using Vivaldi for about a year now, and it seems to be very fast. It doesn't freeze, and it's amazing what it can do on a Linux machine. It runs considerably faster doing a download than on a Windows machine that's twice the clock speed.
Well, I'm going to be getting a Linux machine really, really soon because this Windows machine is starting to annoy me, and you know, I'll be looking at all of that Linux-based replacements for what I use to do the show and everything.
They have hard drive drawers now that work very well. They work much better than the old IDE ones. And I've gotten several SATA drives, and I put them on a drawer, and you can just snap them in and out with a different operating system.
I could turn this into a dual boot machine, but it's also very old, and I'm not expecting it to last much longer. So I'm just going to get a new Linux system and work with that. Anyway, listen, Ken, I got to let you go. We've got one more commercial break here, then the final segment of our program. Two more callers waiting on the line. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Laura in Colorado. Hello, Laura. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Well, I wanted to respond to what one of the callers had said earlier about the MyPillow and Mike Lindell. I want to let everybody know they're having a sale right now on their queen-size pillows, cheapest ever, for $29.95. So somebody's wanting to buy a pillow or give one as a gift, I think to save money right now would be the best time to get that. And those pillows are pretty good. I've heard of people talk about them. I'm going to order some for my house. But anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out there and let everybody know those pillows are on sale. During this time that I observed the rioting and the COVID and the entire thing that was brought about to take down President Trump, one of the things I noticed was that most of the people in the Republican Party suddenly became Tibetan monks. When cities were burning, they wanted to do was run around like moonies, handing out flowers and handing out like Buddhist monks. Oh, we are nonviolent. And they literally stood in the corner. I would scream at people, you know, if people come down your street and are rioting, I'm going to be very honest with you. Anyone coming down in front of my street rioting and they're going to burn our farms, they're going to be killed instantly. There will be nobody sitting here standing in a corner, sucking their thumb, peeing their pants, turning around and around in a corner saying, they're cheating, they're cheating, they're cheating. No, 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 no. The absolute turning into Tibetan monks and becoming extreme pacifists while all this was going on in our country has led us to where we are today. Now,
it backfired on them horribly.
I am a daughter of the American Revolution, and I can tell you right now that my family, my ancestors, did not stand in a corner peeing their pants and sucking their thumb. They got up and dealt with the situation. They lost everything they had, but they fought the Revolutionary War.
All right. Well, Laura, I'm there, and I'm thanking you for the call, and I'm going to try and squeeze one more call in before the end of the show. So let's go to Doreen in Vancouver. Hello, Doreen. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's about Trump. He's not finished yet. Everybody settle down. He's not done. He's not done. Who's running the Washington, D.C. now? Is the military. They've been behind Trump all the way along. And there was another in Madrid in Spain, there was another explosion. Because when Trump goes in to those tunnels where they're keeping those children and everybody else, he doesn't just leave, he blows them up so they can't be used again. And people have to realize Trump will be back. He's not done. He's going to put them on he's going to use the TV and put the next week or so, he's going to put all the confessions that all what they've done against traitor against the U.S. They're
all
going to be
Doreen,
broadcast.
He better use independent media because the corporate media won't cover it. I have to let you go. The music is playing. The show is over. The show is over. Thank you very much. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.